Stefan is off gallivanting around the East Coast. I was going to make up nasty stories about him just for fun.
Where you go?
But Jen reminded me the last time. He's going down to a college somewhere in Pennsylvania. His buddy Jim Troha is now the president of the college, and they're having the big soiree today.
The swearing in soiree.
I can eat my breakfast, and he won't complain about my
No,
bowl.
I'm going to complain.
Right. You can...
Don't slap your bowl on the air, because people are hungry. They're in
What's more annoying? Before that, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Roberta Fasinelli, and myself, Rich McFadden, with you here in Doug's Place to get you through all the news. We got Walmart in the news, and South Carolina mayor saying something that he might not should
have
said.
That's a she, by the way.
That's a she, really. Mm-hmm. and some whiskey's missing, among other things. So what do you find most annoying about Roberta when she eats her breakfast during, and she does it on the air, too? She slaps her spoon against the side of the bowl. It's either oatmeal or cereal.
Yeah.
She slurps her milk.
Oh, that's pretty annoying, too.
And she crunches right in our ear.
Okay, I'm going to pretty much go with D.
All of the above.
D? Yeah. It's a combination.
All right. So anyway, to get you started here, Walmart is in the news because they didn't like a worker protecting another worker.
Yeah, this doesn't look very good for Walmart. This happened in Heartland Township, Michigan. A Walmart employee says that he was fired after he tried to help a woman who was being attacked in the parking lot of the southeastern Michigan store. This employee that got fired is a 30-year-old Christopher Oswald. He told WXYZ-TV that the store's management gave him paperwork saying it was dismissed him for policy violations. On Sunday, he was on break about 2:30 in the morning. When he saw
Walmart's
a man...
Walmart's open at 2:30 in the morning?
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of 24 hours.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
He said he saw a man grabbing a woman. He says he asked her if she needed help, and the man started attacking him. He was able to get on top of the man, but then two other men started attacking him. Finally, Livingston County Sheriff's deputies arrived and stopped the fight. A spokesperson for Walmart said Thursday that while the company understood Oswald's intentions, his actions violated company policy.
Wow.
What's company policy? Is it okay for people
probably
to
not
assaulted?
To get into fights with people.
Probably to
imagine.
Call security and run away like a coward because the lawyers will come get you if we have you hurt while defending one of our customers.
But is this a new trend? I mean, it used to be that there was like this good Samaritan policy, you'd help people in need, and it seems like that's flown
kill
out
all
the window.
Lawyers. Walmart is worried about getting sued.
Yeah.
And so, therefore, they can't be liable for one of their employees being hurt because if this guy, let's say this guy gets his butt kicked.
Yep.
Right.
He's going
right
to sue Walmart.
And sue them till the cows come home.
Right.
But at what point
security.
Do you stop thinking about suing and start thinking about doing the right thing?
So, but let's,
am
let's
I being an
that.
Idealist here?
Well, let's think of the good PR Walmart could have gotten out of this story and how many millions of dollars that would have been worth to them. So you have to weigh the scales of justice, I guess. It's do we take the guy out because it could cost us millions of dollars if everybody wants to be a good Samaritan when they're walking around on their smoke break? Or do we take the good story and make us look like the heroes?
Or here's an idea. They could get security guards.
Yeah, we all should buy stock in Walmart. Because these people are only concerned about making money.
Yeah. No, they absolutely
care, they could care less about anything else.
My wife shops there just because of the bargains. I will not walk into the store. And I'm like, why do you go there? She's like, it's cheaper. And I'm like, so what? Spend another couple of dollars.
Yep.
Is it that much cheaper? Or really makes cheaper?
It is cheaper, by the way.
I know.
It is, a lot cheaper.
That.
I mean, Tom's been doing that, too. And I have the same reaction as you, Rich. It's like, why are you shopping at Walmart?
See, I've never had a bad experience at a Walmart. I mean, a lot of them smell like McDonald's.
No.
You know, they have that smell. But, I mean, you always have those nice old people with their little smiley vests on greeting you in the front of the store.
It's the one that I go to that's in the, I mean, it's new. It's brand new. They built it 3 years ago or something like that. They rebuilt it, I should say, 3 years ago. But to me, it just always seems cluttered, dark, disorganized, and like a circus. It's just not a fun place to go shop, so...
I'm just concerned that they're undermining all the smaller mom-and-pop shops
well, they've
in the
done
towns
that. That's
around
done.
The country.
That's done.
That's my concern.
That's
you
been
know,
done
I like
for
to
a decade.
Patronize, you know, the smaller shops, the mom-and-pop shops, the shops that make a community a community.
Are there
Walmart
any of them left?
Make a community a community. Oh, there's plenty of them left.
But, I mean, I'm talking about, like, that sell the stuff that Walmart and Target sell.
Yes, yes. They may have to charge a little bit more.
Hmm. But at least I just don't see them. I mean,
there,
in my community,
that's the thing.
CVS and Rite Aid and Target. And
would
Walmart.
You pay a little bit more?
That's a little bit more.
Yeah, I will. My wife
more.
Won't.
Not a lot more.
Then she does most of the shopping. All right.
Also in trouble. Walmart's not the only one in trouble, by the way, guys.
Who else?
A South Carolina mayor is in big trouble after expressing her disdain for same-sex marriages in a Facebook status update. You've got to be careful with those status updates. This is Mayor Linda Oliver of West Union, South Carolina. She allegedly posted on Facebook the following. What's it going to take to get these Q words to realize they don't need a piece of paper? God will not bless their union because he plainly speaks against the Q words in the Bible. Want to cover your Q word with insurance? Buy a policy. Want your Q word to get your stuff when you die? Make a will. This is according to the TowlerRoad.com website.
So now it's the Q word?
Yeah.
Well, I said the Q word.
Yeah, she said the one that rhymes with beer.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
It was all written out. I was just trying to protect the innocent,
being
the ears that are
friendly.
Listening.
You know, if you're a mayor, you would think that you're smart enough to know that whatever your opinion is, you might not want to make it public on Facebook like this, where you will just get slammed by somebody. Maybe your friends will give you a bunch of thumbs ups and likes.
Right.
But you're going to get slammed.
Well, here's the deal. I think everybody should still... They're allowed to have this opinion. They're allowed... People are not supposed to have to think that gay marriage is an okay thing. You can think that it's not. But what I have a problem with is the fact that she did it in such a disrespectful way and used that word. Mm-hmm. She could have had the same thoughts. She could have put them out in a more responsible way.
Yeah.
That's right.
Absolutely. But
posting it on her mayor account makes it sound like
this
is the opinion of this city or town.
This was not on her personal account. This was on her official.
I mean, on her official thing.
Yes.
Well,
stupid.
It makes it
I'm
sound
sorry.
Like the city or town or whatever.
Send her to Congress.
Yeah.
No,
you're in good company.
You're an employee of the people. You're an employee of all the people, even the keywords that rhyme with beers, people.
The keyword that rhymes with beer.
And you have to show respect for them at any moment.
I know I could have said it. It's just, for me, that word is up there with some of the worst ones that you could use.
No, it is, and we try to be family friendly. So
what's happened after this, there's been kind of an avalanche, obviously, of negative reaction. So there's a new page on Facebook called Recall West Union South Carolina Mayor Linda Oliver, which has attracted about 500 likes. Yeah. So there you go. If you, whatever side you go on, you can be a supporter on Facebook.
All right. So go check it out, and you can give her a thumbs up or a thumbs down, however you feel about it. Coming up, where'd all the whiskey go? The good stuff, too.
Rich drank it.
It's 15 past the hour on Good Day.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
In the fall, mills close out their excess inventory, and now we've got the deals at Lumber Liquidators' second annual Fall Flooring Yard Sale. All floors are on sale, like clearance flooring from 19 cents a square foot and laminate from 39 cents. Beautiful bamboo from $1.39. Pre-finished hardwood from just $1.59, plus special extended financing. If you liked our famous April sale, you'll love our Fall Flooring Yard Sale. Sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
Imagine if part of your job was to enjoy your favorite beer.
Ah, delicious.
Just about every day, our founder, Jim Cook, enjoys his favorite, Sam Adams Boston Lager. Why? To make sure it tastes as good as that first batch he brewed in his kitchen. Smooth yet flavorful, with a deep amber color and a head so thick you can float a bottle cap on it. In fact, every batch of Boston Lager is tasted over 100 times before it leaves our brewery. So if we haven't tasted it, neither will you.
Cheers, man. Cheers.
Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Take it responsibly.
musicians. What if you could get below cost pricing on thousands of guitars, amps, and effects now through Tuesday at Guitar Center? Deals like American-made Gibson SGs for just $379, Taylor Acoustics just $719, Schecter Electrics for $79. It's Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Deep markdowns on custom shop models, prototypes, rep samples, and discontinued items from top manufacturers like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, PRS, Boss, Digitech, and more. Guitarathon, Guitar Center's biggest guitar amp and effects event of the year, ends Tuesday.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin.
Mm-hmm.
My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's Stack the Savings Sale going on now. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
Let's get it started.
It's a great day to be a CPA, because this bean counter has a new asset, the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team set us up with cloud storage to safely back up our client files and access them remotely. We save big on IT support, cutting costs and securing files. We're certified, not crazy.
Get special introductory offers at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 30 business and tech services. Learn more in-store or at OfficeMax.com/services.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving.
Wow, wow.
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Here she is with the deals, all the deals that you need to have.
Roberta Fessinelli, absolutely. Let's start off with Red Lobster. Kids eat free. It's Mondays through Thursdays, so you can't bring them today or tomorrow or Sunday. But, hey, starting Monday, you can do it. The Kids Eat Free at Red Lobster. It goes through November 10th, so you still got plenty of time to do it.
How old do the kids have to be? I mean, you know, somewhere in their 40s. Is that all right?
Yes, somewhere in their 40s.
I'm somebody's kid.
You go in with pigtails.
I'm going to take my mom.
Dress her up in a pinafore. Yes, absolutely. Staples, we have a great coupon for you. $5 off of $30. And there's also a coupon that gets you $5 off of $15 worth of cleaning supplies. If your house is filthy, you have no excuse not to clean it, because you get only $10, you get $15 worth of stuff. Having a Halloween party, Martha Stewart wants to help you out. We have these free, very nice invitations that you get online. They tell you how to do it. That's all at MarthaStewart.com, and you can also get all the links at DougStephan.com to that. Free Redbox rental code. Looking to do something this weekend? Don't want to pay for it? Well, we have the rental code. You get a movie free. And don't forget, when you have this rental code, pass it around. If you got other people like waiting online at the Redbox kiosk to get a movie, give them the rental code too. Why not? They'll be your friend. And if you're a homeschooler or you have a teacher in your classroom, needs some new books in elementary school, anywhere from K through grade 6, Scholastic has an incredible book sale going on. 50 books for $50. And this could be as much as a $240 value. It's for teachers and homeschoolers and military, but you know what? They don't really care. You just kind of like put down that you are and they'll accept it, and you get 50 books for $50. This is a great classroom gift. If you, you know, like, let's say you have like 30 kids in the class, each parent chips in $1.50 or so, and you get the classroom a whole bunch of new books. It's a tremendous idea.
Books actually made of paper, or these e-books?
No, these are actually paper books.
How do they do that?
Yeah, these are real paper books.
Hmm.
50 books for $50.
Cool.
Think about it for your kids' classroom.
Yeah,
it's great. Great idea.
Yeah.
You'll find all of these great deals. Queen of Cheap.
I just bought my son 3 books, and they were like $4 or $5 each.
Wow, well, I know,
cheap.
Right?
Yeah. I think that's a good deal.
All right, where'd the bourbon go? Coming up here on Good Day.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food? What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
So if you go to DougStephan.com, you will hear the story about all of the bourbon that's been, and this isn't just some bottle of Jack.
Do you drink bourbon, by the way?
You know, when I go to Columbia, all of my wives.
All of my wives. Don't head up. I'm living in Columbia.
When I take all my wives to Columbia.
Hidden facts. Richard the drug lord in Columbia. Right. 10 wives.
My wife's cousins, they don't drink beer. I mean, you know, beer's okay and fairly popular.
I don't drink beer often, but when I do, it's Dos Equis.
It's usually Aguila. But they drink scotch all the time.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, we drink scotch. Old Parr is what is real popular down there. But they have Jack Daniels, too. But Old Parr,
I really
want to
be cool and be a scotch drinker, because scotch drinkers are just awesome.
It takes practice.
But I can't drink it without making the face, and then that's really not cool. That's
loser rock. And it's a sipping. Spell. Yeah, it's definitely a sipping thing, and I do rocks. So,
ooh.
All right. So, where's the missing?
All right. So here's the deal. There's a little trouble over in Kentucky, because $25,000 worth of one of the rarest and most sought after bourbons is missing after what investigators are calling an inside job. This is Pappy Van Winkle bourbon. Have you ever heard of it? It's 20-year-old Pappy Van Winkle bourbon, and about 65 cases were swiped from a secure area at the Buffalo Trace Distillery's Frankfort operations in Franklin County. According to the Courier-Journal, whoever stole the bourbon walked off with about $26,000 of the stock. That's about $25,350 in three-bottle cases of 20-year-old Pappy, and about $675 in nine cases of 13-year-old Van Winkle Family Reserve bourbon. Apparently, the bourbon retails for about $130 a bottle and is worth about $300 or $400 on the secondary market. So that's a lot of money. And investigators said that the theft may have been an inside job because 50 employees have access to the area, though there aren't any suspects at the time. I would look for the guy who's hiccuping if I were investigating
I'd
this.
I'd look for the guy in the new Mercedes.
Yeah.
This Pappy, I just looked up some stuff on this bourbon. Apparently, they only make about 7,000 cases of it. So that's why it's so sought after. There's just not much on the market.
Hmm. I love the name.
You have to think that somewhere, somehow, there was a camera in this facility.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Yeah. And that's a really good point, because if you have something of that value, wouldn't you stick a camera up there?
There's no
way. I mean, we have a camera at our office.
Yeah. You aren't sticking nine cases of whiskey or bourbon under your shirt. You're not sneaking it out of the place.
Depends on how big your shirt is.
There's a truck pulling up.
and a couple of guys getting out.
Yeah. I mean, you need it's...
They could look like something out of Boardwalk Empire.
Right. You're stealing something of substance. You're not just walking out with this thing. There's got to be pictures of it. So, you know what I think?
What?
Management.
That's what I think, too. Maybe getting insurance
inside
money or
job.
Something.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw a guy burn down his own restaurant wants to get the insurance money.
My neighbors do that. It's their garage.
Oh, really?
People do that?
Yeah. And you know what's funny? My neighbors, they burned their garage down, and then they reported it to the insurance company. And strangely enough, my neighbors kept their furs and all of their crystal and all kinds of things that were destroyed in the fire. No evidence, but that's what they kept in there.
How
and
terrible.
They actually won. They got
shocking.
It.
Really? They didn't get caught?
No, they got. I mean, I would think they got a check for it. That's how did you know
they burned it down? Did you see them dousing it with gasoline?
I can't remember, but my parents told me they did. I was young. They burned it down. And she had like Waterford crystal, because that's where I keep all my Waterford crystal is in the garage and all my furs, so that the spiders can infest them. Ugh, please, come on.
It's funny that your parents told you that your neighbors burned their own garage
down.
You
want to know
the
funny part? Oh, here's where I get in real big trouble. They're not only my neighbors; they're my godparents.
Oh.
And that's what you're dealing with here on the Good Day Show.
I hope you're not listening.
It's Jennifer, Roberta, Ken, and Rich at 28 past
the hour. Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, we've always heard how important breakfast is for kids going off to school. It makes them think better. But can breakfast actually boost performance in dogs? You know, eating a meal in the morning increases search accuracy in search dogs, according to research. Researchers at the University of Kentucky tested the search performance of trained dogs either after consuming breakfast or fasting, and the study found that the dogs searched more accurately 30 minutes after a meal than those that searched when hungry. Studies demonstrating that kids do better in cognitive exercises when they have eaten breakfast also led to wonder if dogs are the same way, and actually they turn out to be the same way. Here's some interesting facts. Most people still feed their dogs once a day. Nutritionally, that's okay, but if the belly's hungry, the dog can get into trouble. I feed my dogs 2 to 3 times a day. Not more food, I don't want them chubby, but more frequent feeding. It's healthier for them, and by the way, if your dog is overweight, frequent small feedings are the best way for them to lose weight. So small feedings several times a day, it works. I'm Warren Eckstein. I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, You the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com. And you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Rich, Jennifer, Roberta, and Ken, while Doug rides around the East Coast here, who will actually make a special guest appearance back on the show in a few minutes. Yesterday, we got the chance to talk to Cheryl Burke with Dancing with the Stars, and wanted to let you hear that, so we'll join her in just a couple of minutes. But before that, air marshals in the news, and will we get hit by the next big asteroid? And then TV news coming up a little bit later here, but let's start off with air marshals getting in trouble again. What are we doing?
Yeah, the TSA, oh boy, is at work again. Federal air marshal has been arrested in Nashville, accused of taking cell phone photographs underneath women's skirts as they boarded planes at Nashville International Airport. Classy, let me just say that. According to Nashville police, Adam Bartsch was on duty on Southwest Airline Flight 3132 yesterday when a witness noticed he was taking photos underneath women's skirts and grabbed his cell phone, which I think is great. Good for him. Police say the witness notified a flight attendant, and then Adam Bartsch was taken off the flight and charged with disorderly conduct.
So they pretty much had the proof right there.
The guy actually pulled the phone, and then he was not able to delete any of the photographs, and that was it. So I think he's done. According to WKRN, the TSA has removed him from duty, and they are assisting with the investigation.
So this is the quality of people that we're... And obviously, we can't lay a broad blanket out here, but I'm going to anyway. Just
yeah, you should.
Fun.
Go ahead.
This is the quality.
No one likes the TSA. I'm sorry.
That we are having screened for terrorists to stay off of our airplanes is a guy who is taking and then likely posting pictures of women.
How is he even doing that underneath people's skirts as they walk by? I mean, you need to have, like, the if you're going to take a true upskirt video, you need to have a duffel bag and a camera sticking out of it.
Is it the whole splash thing, you know, where you drop a bunch of coins on the ground and you're like, oh, excuse me.
I know. Pardon me,
ma'am. Is that your quarter, ma'am?
Drop this.
Excuse me, is that your diamond ring on the floor?
Oh, man. Well, you know what? We're not going to have to worry about it because in 99 years we're all going to get hit by an asteroid. Maybe not.
Is that from today? Should I start marking it off on my calendar?
Yeah, I think so. Ken, what's the date we're going to get hit on this?
In about 19 years.
About 19 years.
There was an asteroid that passed by close to the Earth last month. That was about the size of four football fields, and it's on a trajectory to come back in 19 years. And there was a lot of chatter yesterday that it was going to hit us, but NASA says, everybody relax, 99.998% chance that it will just pass on by and leave us alone.
So, 0.2% chance it could slam into us
right.
and destroy life as we know it.
Thank you, Roberta. Like the true optimistic New Yorker.
Listen to that. Let me ask you something. Now that we have the technology to be able to track and trace these things, okay, when was the last time that an asteroid of any significance hit the Earth? Dinosaurs?
Are you trying to tempt me here? I mean, do you want the...
What I'm saying is now they use these stories to be able to...
Have you seen a Bruce Willis movie?
Yeah, and we can shoot the things out of the sky. And didn't we shoot one out of the sky a couple of years ago? Didn't we alter the trajectory of
familiar.
One?
Familiar. I can't remember if it was a movie or if that was real life.
So this is like the shark stories, you know, where somebody, one person who has a cell phone, a camera phone, a mile off the shore of anything sees a shark. And now because we have the technology to be able to see it and report it, we can now give it to the news to scare the bejesus out of everybody. We're not going to get hit by a meteor. It hasn't happened.
Can we take it to the bank?
Years.
Is that a McFadden? Take it to
it
the banker?
It is guaranteed by Rich McFadden. All right, so Cheryl Burke from Dancing with the Stars and TV News coming up here right in your good day. Dudley makes a special guest appearance coming up here.
Out of his car, should he A, call his amateur wrestler friend with fists of steel, or B, get roadside assistance from the Geico mobile app? The correct answer is B. The Geico mobile app uses GPS, so Perry can get roadside assistance quickly without saying a word. It's like telepathy. Perry's steel-fisted friend would dent up the door and break stuff. Geico's mobile app is speedy and makes it easy for Perry to get roadside assistance with the tap of his finger.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
It's that time of year again. Time to reconnect with friends and family. Exxon and Mobil can help you fuel those connections. Our gasoline is designed to help clean intake valves to get your car better fuel economy.
Show us who you want to connect with for a chance to each win $1,000 of gas in Exxon and Mobil's photo contest. Winners daily. Full rules at FuelingConnections.com. Exxon and Mobil. Fueling connections. No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 plus. Ends 12/31/13. Prize awarded as Exxon Mobil gift cards. Restrictions apply.
The holidays are just around the corner, and that means your favorite Dunkin' Donuts seasonal coffee flavors are available wherever you buy groceries. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Available just in time for the chilly weather, Dunkin' Donuts packaged coffee is celebrating the aromas of fall and winter with a new apple pie variety and returning seasonal favorites pumpkin pie and mocha mint. Vice President Corporate Communications of the J.M. Smucker Company, Mary Beth Burns, explains.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. Dunkin' Donuts seasonal packaged coffees are back. They add delicious flavors to your at-home celebrations and also make great gifts for every holiday.
Pick up one of each of the new seasonal flavors today in the coffee aisle at your local grocer. These varieties are perfect for sipping in front of the fire or any holiday get-together. Dunkin' Donuts seasonal coffee varieties are available for a limited time only. To find the nearest grocery store selling Dunkin' Donuts packaged coffee, visit DunkinAtHome.com. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Roberta and Jennifer and Kenny and Richie and I are happy to have Cheryl Burke here, who is a competitor on. Well, can we
not
really
a
say
competitor,
that?
Doug? She is the competitor.
Well, but I want to know
she
that she's
it.
On Dancing with the Stars as somebody who started at a pretty early age. Cheryl, when did you actually know that you were good at dancing and being, you actually...
Yeah, did you like dance out of the womb or...
A lot of...
Basically, I started at the age of four, so I haven't stopped since then.
You know, I started dancing at the age of four as well in Barbara Ray's dance school. I did tap and ballet, and as soon as they made me do gymnastics, I quit.
Yeah, that's what I felt like. I started with ballet, and I was about to quit, and then my parents were like, try ballroom dancing, and I was like, isn't that just for older people? Like, I don't understand why you want me to ballroom dance, and then... They took me to a dance competition, and I saw kids do it, and I fell in love with it right away.
Did your parents dance?
Yeah, they did it for fun. We were trying to find, like, a family sport that we all would want to do together, so we did everything from, like, golf, which was boring, to tennis, which was fun, actually. I love tennis, and then dancing, and then that was something that we did as, like, a family sport.
So you consider yourself, Cheryl Burke, to be an athlete?
I
I do consider dancing athletic, absolutely. I'm waiting for ballroom dancing to actually, you know, make it to the Olympics one day.
So how do you train other than dancing? What is there that keeps you in the shape you need to be in order to be proficient? I mean, when you get to Dancing with the Stars on ABC, you pretty much made it. That's the pinnacle of competing. And in this circumstance, it is like you're a gymnast or you're like whatever other categories women might find themselves in who have a lot of physical prowess.
Yeah, it's pretty full on. I mean, we have 15-hour days of just straight cardio and dancing. But on top of that, you know, during the hiatus, it's important for me to stay in shape. So I'll do lots of, you know, different classes, whether it's, you know, whether it's hiking or taking, like, kickboxing classes. I like to mix it up so I can keep my stamina up. But before, you know, Dancing with the Stars, I was competing in the competition circuit. So my stamina was pretty good from then on. And then going on to Dancing with the Stars was pretty easy in that way.
Were you on The Bachelor?
No, I was not on The Bachelor.
Who is the Bachelor? There's another Cheryl Burke.
That's on. Really? That's interesting.
Huh. Yeah. You didn't know that either. Wow, I'm
you've
smarter than the rest of it.
I think there were rumors at one point that I was doing it.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Now, would you ever do that? Because people are so interested in your love life, which I think is so funny. That must be one of those elements of fame that you don't realize you're going to get when you get famous. But do you ever have any, I mean, is there any interest on your part to do some kind of reality dating thing?
You know, I literally go back and forth on it. I'm like, okay, well, because I've been single for 4 years, almost going on 5, it's been a lot because for me, my whole focus and priority is work. Mm-hmm. And our show is 2 seasons a year, so I only get technically around 3 months off throughout the whole year. And it's been hard to find a guy. And when I do have downtime, the last thing I want to do is, like, go out.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
I hear you. I'm so with you, actually.
Hold on.
What are you going to bring
up?
I'm
looking at pictures of this lady.
Yes, she's
it's
not.
Hard for you to find a man. What is you?
It's hard
please.
For me to find a decent man.
That's true.
Well, you're in Hollywood.
Exactly.
You got to go to Santa Monica.
Sometimes I think to myself, you know what? Why don't I just have someone else do it for me and try and be matchmaker?
Yeah, there are
and
those around.
Sometimes I'm just like, no, you know what? I want to do it naturally, and I, you know, when it's time for me to sit up. Down, then it'll be time for me to settle down. But I don't know. I go back and forth, honestly.
All right. So let's go through a typical day. You said you work. Let's see. That would be 9 months out of the year because there are 2 seasons for Dancing with the Stars. So what's the typical Monday through Friday like for Cheryl Burke?
Well, Monday is a show day, so Monday it's a 7 a.m. to, like, 9 p.m. day. So by the time that happens, maybe if I'm really feeling good, I'll go have dinner. But by the time that happens, I'm exhausted, so I go to bed. Tuesday mornings, we have to get up. We do our pro rehearsal for the opening number, and then we go straight to rehearsal. So that's a 10-hour day from, like, 9 a.m. through, like, 7 p.m. And then Wednesday through Saturday, it's, like, more and more rehearsals. You know, this week we have, like, 3 different dances to learn, so it's just triple time than we normal.
And how much? I mean, Jack Osborne must have surprised you. He's doing really good, and you probably wouldn't expect him to have such great talent. But I mean, he's amazing. You've done a great job with him.
Thank you. Yeah, he's definitely. I had no expectations when I found out he was my partner, but he has really improved, and he's embraced this whole competition. And I think he's what the show's all about: someone with really, seriously, no dance experience, mm-hmm. and embracing the competition and improving every single week.
All right, so where...
How did they match you guys up? Sorry, Dougie.
Excuse me for asking
a question. But I'm curious because, you know, people that get Cheryl are like, yeah, because she's won a lot. She's great. She's like really knows how to work with people. So I'm sure people want to get you. So how do they actually award you to someone?
I don't really understand the whole process because we're not there. But I know that none of us dancers have a choice. So whoever hears that, it's not right. They just match the celebrity to the dancer, and sometimes the celebrity will request somebody, but I'm not sure if they get who they want to dance with. So a lot of it is, like, for me, especially since I've been on for 16 seasons, it's like, who hasn't she had lately?
So you've also started your own dance studio. That would make sense
to me and anybody else who's looking. You have all this visibility. You have credibility. So how you talk about how busy you are in the season. How do you find time to run these dance studios? And you're also doing a little acting here and there as well, yeah?
Not so much the acting, but I have a couple shows that are in development right now that will probably be happening like beginning of next year. So I've been busy with that. But on top of the with the dance studio, I have my amazing mom who's been helping me run the dance studio. There's only one right now, and that one is located in the Bay Area where I'm from.
Ah, so in terms of name recognition and being in Los Angeles, when you go home, if you're from the Bay Area, do people leave you alone? They bug you, hey, there's Cheryl Burke, I want an autograph, or is it a little more subtle than that?
It's a little bit more subtle. I think, you know, people sometimes don't even recognize me when I come home, so it's all good. I mean, except when I go in the dance studio, obviously people, you know, they want to, like, talk to me, and it's very intimate, though, so it's not.
Do you want to be recognized, or are you happy to be not recognized?
I like kind of not being recognized, but sometimes, you know, it depends on where I am. If I'm at an event or if I'm at my dance studio, it's nice to be able to share my experiences with everybody.
Yeah, you're a teacher. You got to take the information that you have and what the experience you have, and you teach people all kinds of things, valuable lessons in what you have learned, not only how to be strong and to be good, but also there have to be things that would connect you in these circumstances. There's emotion tied to being successful. There are all kinds of lessons that I would think that young men and women would be happy to learn from you.
100%. And we do lots of that in my dance studio, and we all just get together and just talk, and I'll host some cocktail parties, and it's just a great chance for people just to get to know me and feel more of like a one-on-one time.
All right, well, congratulations, continued success. Cheryl Burke is one of the ABC stars of Dancing with the Stars. It's on Monday nights at 8, which is 7 Central. It's Dancing with the Stars. Cheryl, it's our hope that you will come back and visit with us sometime. The next time you open a dance studio, let us know. We'll plug wherever it is, because we're all over the place, too.
That's amazing. Thank you guys so much.
Welcome.
Have a good morning.
Cheryl Burke here with us on the Good Day program at 20 after the hour.
Your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin.
Mm.
My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's Stack the Savings Sale going on now. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
Musicians, what if you could get below-cost pricing on thousands of guitars, amps, and effects now through Tuesday at Guitar Center? Deals like American-made Gibson SGs for just $379, Taylor Acoustics just $719, Schecter Electrics for $79. It's Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Deep markdowns on custom shop models, prototypes, rep samples, and discontinued items from top manufacturers like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, PRS, Boss, Digitech, and more. Guitarathon, Guitar Center's biggest guitar, amp, and effects event of the year, ends Tuesday.
And the award goes to America's Best Value Inn. For the second year in a row, America's Best Value Inn has been named the Economy Hotel Brand of the Year based on the Harris Poll Equitrend Study. And now you can be a winner, too. Join our free value club for a 15% discount, room upgrade, late checkout when available, and other instant rewards at our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details and reservations.
The most wonderful day of the year.
Ah, that's the Glee cast joining us right there on their most wonderful day of the year, which will be what, Jen?
Well, it's not going to be next year. Well, maybe it is. Maybe they're ready. Ryan Murphy, the creator of Glee, confirmed earlier this week that Glee will be ending after season 6, which will be next year. He made that announcement this Wednesday at a TV event honoring the FX network. He told reporters that Cory Monteith's death this year made him alter the course he was planning to take with the program.
Now, please.
Yeah. Final year of the show, which will be next year, was designed around Leah, Rachel, and Finn's story. I always knew that that's how it would end. So
nice imagination you got going there. You can't think up an alternate
course
for the show.
It's the way it's supposed to be.
What a stupid ending.
Don't get angry.
I am angry. Even though I love Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin and all these other rock stars who drugged themselves to death.
He's saying he's doing it in Corey's honor, by the way. That he's ending it because of that.
Whatever. You can't come up with an... Come on, be creative. You live in Hollywood. You write one of the top...
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org. That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Like to get away, we have our man from bestfares.com here, Tom Parsons, and I want to get away. The other day I booked my airfare for my New Orleans, my annual New Orleans trek to Jazz Festival, and got a deal on southwest.com the day they released the thing. So this, and Tom, so I want you to help us out here. Whenever there are big events, and you know that tens to hundreds of thousands of people, Super Bowl, I don't know, March Madness, whatever it is, and you know this thing is coming a year out, what is the best course of action if you want to get decent airfare with good times going in and out of the city so you don't have to get up at like 3 o'clock in the morning?
Well, you know, everybody knows there's a big event going on. The airlines know there's a big event going on. I'm sorry, I got a little cough today. And they start blocking the seats pretty soon. You know, they will start putting restrictions in. I think the best thing to do is all of a sudden you start finding airfares. It's, let's say, I don't know, where's the next Super Bowl?
The Super Bowl is February, early February, February 1st, 2nd.
I don't know where we're at.
Oh, where? It's in New York.
That's right. The
Netherlands.
Yeah, well, New York might be a little bit easier, but you've got to remember, Super Bowl is a little bit different than baseball. Baseball is mostly local traffic, so the demand, you know, you would think the demand would be real strong from other cities, but the Super Bowl is really where about 90% of the people are sponsors, and the demand of the ticket to go super high. Good thing about New York, you can always fly to Philadelphia, you can go to Washington, D.C., and just take a train.
A train to New York is nothing from Philly.
Yeah, so New York's a little bit easier to get in and out than some cities, and still maybe still qualify for a cheap fare. The biggest problem is going to be, of course, hotels. And then that's where you're going to have to refinance your home. But So we'll just have to see what happens this year. But again, the more you can know the ants, you look for.
How far in advance do most airlines post their airfares?
Well, you can buy an airplane ticket 330 days from today's date. Okay, but you must be on the plane coming home 330 days from the day. So, but I would still say the average person on bestfares.com, they book about 39 days out. I think if you book on a Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, you have a much better chance of getting, especially probably late Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, is a better chance of getting the cheaper seats. And doesn't mean it's always going to work. I mean, this weekend we're having tons of snooze lose.
So
I'm looking at right now we're getting an extension of first class airfares for across the country. If you live in New York City, can you believe you can go New York City to West Palm Beach all the way through the middle of January, $394, and that's a round trip. That means you can check three bags, you get bigger seats, wider seats, the whole works.
Wow, first class.
First class and $394. If you look at some of the airfares you're going to see around Christmas, I mean, I'm looking at New Year's Eve. You can take off New Year's Eve, 427 on that day, but the coach fares are probably going to be $400 and some. So, you know, you might want to say, wait a minute, I can fly first class for a few dollars more, get a bigger seat, wine and dine myself for New Year's, and have those free bubblies. Get on the plane first, get off the plane, you know, get on the plane first, get off the plane first, and do all the other goodies, and only for a few more bucks. It's one of the first times.
Yeah, why not? If you can get the first class for even $50-$75 more, I'd definitely take that.
Yeah, and if you're taking a cruise, remember this, too. You're going to need probably extra bags. You're permitted to not only check one bag for free, you can check three bags for free flying first class.
All right, what's the deal of the week?
I would say this week is going to be, I think the cruise industry is throwing everything in the kitchen sink at us. I mean, the Holland America is giving free booze.
Because they're dying.
Huh? You know, it's like free booze cards, all kinds of different things. So it's celebrities been doing it, Royal Caribbean. I think they're now finding that by giving us, they're bringing the prices down in cruises, except for Christmas and New Year's. We're also, then they're throwing all these little extra perks to get us out there to buy tickets, like free booze. You know, give you a booze card if you maybe buy Ocean View or Balcony Cabin. And we're seeing Balcony Cabins go for seven nights.
Right.
For like $6.99, boy, I tell you, that's the way you go. You want a little veranda.
And everything's included. That is the way to go. All right, so go to DougStefan.com, GoodDayShow.com, and you'll see Tom's picture down there. And you just click on that. It'll take you to BestFares.com, and you get your deal of the week, which is cruises right now. And check out some first-class fares. It's 59 past on Good Day.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.